call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Or 503-250-1080. So Rick Emerson Show. Subject line, lavender. I knew this would happen. Oh, you'll appreciate this one. Rick, what with the lavender-scented pillows and the Mrs. Howell eye mask, perhaps you are ready to switch teams. If so, I'm a-waiting for you. You have a purdy mouth. P-U-R-D-Y. And then he signs it, P.S. F. Matt with nothing but the love, because I do swing that way.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Yeah,
what have you dragged me into here? This is your whole, like, bend going on here with the lavender pillows and the face mask.
I got no bend. There's no bending happening over here.
The love of Mrs. Howell.
And there's no drag happening over here either, by the way. Ain't no drag in my life. All right.
Jesus Christ.
All right. So we want to thank Alicia from Barbarella. She was great. Doesn't she look a lot like Renee Zellweger, though?
She really did.
When you told once I nailed that it was Renee Zellweger, and especially like the sort of Bridget Jones Diary Renee Zellweger when she was really, you know, really voluptuous, really had the curves going on. She's great. I totally, like when I was asking, like, now, why did you join Barbarella? Like, or why did they ask you to join? Like, I totally know the answer to that. I mean, not that she's not a good bass player.
Not that she's not a good bass player.
She's very good. Seems like a very personable young lady. I'm just saying that she's got aesthetic attributes as well, which, of course, you know, that works to pick up that male demographic, baby. That's what I'm talking about. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Coming up later on this hour, Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. We got news on the making the Rick Emerson Christmas CD, the Tim Riley Factor's Christmas song. It's become just the biggest millstone. Can I tell you, this idea of getting a Christmas song done and recorded and mixed and mastered and duplicated, it's just become this huge albatross made out of, like, pig iron around my neck. It's just like a 50,000-ton weight on top of me, just oppressing me at all moments. It's impossible. So, but we've been making some good headway on it. I mean, because here's the problem we ran into with the Christmas CD. We realized, much to our horror and dismay, we realized that we actually couldn't do In a God of the Vita. And we couldn't do, because we were going to do the two songs in the party and then a Christmas song. We were going to do In a God of the Vita, and then the song Wish I Had Soul, which is a song I wrote that we played at the party. And we were going to do a Christmas song. So we realized that not only could we not do In a God of the Vita because of the copyright and the royalty issues, but we couldn't do any of the conventional Christmas songs either because, well, it's not like we can play Carol of the Bells or something, which means that you have to play, like, a modern Christmas song. You have to play, you know, White Christmas or something, or Run, Run, Rudolph, you know. But then that sets up the whole issue of we got to pay somebody, and Chuck Berry's got to get royalties. And it's not like we have the money to do it, but it's just the paperwork is so immense. And this is a mountain of ASCAP and BMI paperwork you have to go through to pay royalties to somebody if you're doing a cover song. So now, the Christmas CD for the Tim Riley Factor has to be all originals. We can't do any covers on it, which puts us in the position of having to create from scratch a Christmas song. A brand new Christmas composition we have to come up with, and then also get it recorded. So, anyways, we've got the Christmas song written. We've started laying down the bass tracks for it. My goal now, what's today, Tuesday? So the goal is Friday. The goal is being able to debut the Christmas single from the Tim Riley Factor this coming Friday, the 6th. And then it'll be available at the Toy Drive next Friday, the 13th, if everything comes together. So it's just, it's just unreal. It's just my own personal Vietnam. You know what I mean? It's just feel like I'm knee-deep in Cambodian mud with this. Anyway, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
207, I'm Tim Riley. This news is brought to you by Cal Spas. Planning to stay home for the holidays? Make your home a resort with Cal Spas. Why don't you go there today for your billiard table, spa, or sauna? Make no payment for 12 months. Cal Spas in Beaverton and Gladstone. Top story, an elk sauntered onto a runway at the Astoria Airport, causing the pilot of a Learjet to slam on the brakes. It was too late. The elk dead. Its lifeless carcass lying on the tarmac. But the animal did cause the plane to burst into flames. Luckily, the crew and passengers escaped unharmed. The airport has had elk issues before, but the time has come to put up a fence to separate the intruding humans, upsetting their grazing runways. Then, there's the Maine woman, fighting City Hall to get the profits back from her dead moose. Lisa Pierce wrecked her Dodge when she hit the animal. The sheriff allowed a neighbor to take it away just to clear the road, but then the neighbor tried to sell the roadkill back to the woman who killed it in the first place for $100, a clear violation of Maine dead moose laws. Now there's a lawsuit, and deservedly so. More brazen thievery. Someone has stolen 80 feet of dock from the Port of Bellingham. Makes a great Christmas gift, apparently.
80 feet of dog?
Dock. D-O-C-K.
Like a dock in the water?
Yeah.
Mm. How do you steal a dock?
They did it. Four sections, 8 by 20 feet, wearing a ton of peace, disappeared over the weekend. Somebody with a tilt truck and a winch was able to lift the dock sections, and I guess it makes a great Christmas gift for somebody.
Are you sure they didn't just fall into the water?
No, they're stolen.
Why would somebody steal a dock? What are you, like, is somebody putting a fjord in their backyard?
You never know.
What are you doing? Somebody's putting it. Well, we're going to put you're going to branch the Tigris into my backyard. I'm going to need some dock work.
You know, a bunch of guys with a six-pack of old Milwaukee, you got bored after they were finished. Why don't we go steal a dock?
No, seriously, there are certain crimes that are created just because dudes want to see if they can do them. You know what I mean? Like stealing 80 feet of dock. Like, that's something where some guys have been into the Meisterbrau, they've been into the old Milwaukee, and they decided, like, I bet we could steal some dock. And then somebody else says, could not. And the other guy says, uh-huh. Or nuh-uh. Or one of those, like, dude exclamations. And then they just get, and, like, to settle some sort of a bar bet gone horribly haywire, they go and they start stealing dock work.
Yeah, let's put it on video and sell it at the Fox Sports Channel.
It's like when whoever, that's the other part of the dude crime, is let's film ourselves doing it. So when the police catch us, they have ironclad evidence. It's like when you hear about those people that put a Volkswagen in a tree or something. It's just because people start fighting about whether or not they can do something. And it's always guys, by the way. Like, everybody heard about that call, you know, some college thing where some Volkswagen got taken apart and put back together in some guy's dorm room. And it always starts out over some vodka shots in a discussion about whether or not such a thing is technically feasible. So if you see a dock floating around, you alert the proper authorities.
John Leguizamo lent his voice to the hit animated film Ice Age, which is now out on DVD and VHS. Did you have a hunch that the film would be such a big hit, John?
I don't go into things thinking that way. You know, I go into a project because I love it. You know, whatever happens to it at the end, that's not my business or my problem. I just go in things, if I love the story and I love the character and I have a good time, it's all good, you know?
Hey, somebody told me, by the way, that they're making like an Ice Age 2 and that they've already got two done, or they've already got two halfway done and three's already in the drawing board or something. But more to the point about John Leguizamo, do you ever have this experience where there's somebody you just can't wait to hate, you're just waiting to despise them, and then they do something really good and you're forced to reassess your entire appraisal of that person, and it kind of frustrates you because you've got all this stuff, like, because you're emotionally invested in the hatred of the person? And that's how I was with John Leguizamo for the longest time, because, like, I don't remember where he came from. He just sort of appeared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like on the seventh day, God created John Leguizamo, and he just showed up in that Tu Wong Fu movie. But before him, I'm like, what did he do? Like, where did John, like, he wasn't on SNL or anything, right? He just sort of came out of thin air, like somebody created him out of whole cloth. But he did this series of really horrific movies, including but not limited to that awful Spawn live-action movie, by the way, where he played a clown, which is a really disappointing movie on, like, every conceivable level. But then he did that Spike Lee movie. He did this Freak, which was really, really good. And so now I'm sort of, like, grudgingly forced to admit that I like him.
He was in Romeo and Juliet, too, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right.
He was
very good, well spotted, college girl, and he's gonna be in that what is that movie, Empire?
Empire, yeah.
With Denise Richards
and Big Pun.
Yeah. Do you remember Denise Richards is sort of the,
or no, Fat Joe, Big Pun's dead.
Denise Richards is like the new Natasha Henstridge. And then Natasha Henstridge, like, there was about 14 minutes back in 1995 where it looked like she was going to be a big star when she was in Species. And, like, now all she is like that girl from Species, like, in whatever. Doesn't matter what she's doing. You know, she's making some new movie. What is she in, that new Spy Girls show or whatever the hell it's called? She's in Spy Girls, and then she was, like, She's been in a bunch of bad movies, and she was on Maxim, but it's like she's always just that hot chick from Species. Same thing with Denise Richards. Denise Richards trying to make a career for herself, trying to do all this work, but she's always just that hot girl from Wild Things. That's all it is. She's the girl who makes out with Neve Campbell in the hot tub in Wild Things. That's what she's forever going to be known for. And those gigantic, pendulous, gravity-defying breasts of hers. That is what she is known for. And she's never going to escape that. The shadow of her breasts is just, it's too immense, too looming for her to ever get away from.
It's going to be sunny today. Highs near 50, increasing clouds tonight. Maybe a chance of rain later on. Lows in the low to mid-30s and light rain likely tomorrow after patchy morning fog. Lows only in the mid-40s. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right. We got David who says, while we're on the subject of lavender, could you give me any Tupperware tips? I'm not saying I didn't buy the lavender. It was just there. It was sitting on the... I came home and it had been purchased. You know what I mean? If, like, seriously, if I had a nickel for every girly thing that just showed up in my apartment because I go home, and shows up on my credit card bill, by the way. Like, I just come home and it's, what are these? Well, it's like, you know...
So really, you did buy the lavender.
Well, I paid for the lavender anyway. When you're a guy, if you're, like, if you got a girlfriend or a wife, I think there's sort of buying things and there's paying for things. And they're worlds apart. And you guys, you're with a woman, you got a long-term girlfriend, you're married, you totally know this. Just because you paid for something didn't mean your ass bought it. It means it just arrived, both in the home and on your Visa statement. So, like, I come up, what are these? Well, they're rainbow-colored lights that I'm stringing up the spiral staircase. It's like, what are you going to do? Just, all right. You know, I don't even ask how much stuff costs anymore. Just, okay. You know, it's like, did you ever do this where your wife or your girlfriend comes up and she's like, sign this. And it's like a blank check. What am I signing? Oh, check. I need to buy some stuff. All right. And you just sign it like you don't even ask. Anyway. All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-59. But we got to do another dude night. I feel that, well, with all the talk of the lavender and the sleeping mask, I feel my masculinity being sapped from me like, you know, like pitch out of a tree or something. We were just talking to, was it Trey? Was it this morning we were talking to Trey about having the dude night? Because the last night, we were at Trey's place. What is it? How long has it been? Was it 2 weeks ago? We did the Glengarry Glen Ross night?
Yeah. I think it has been about 2 weeks.
No, because we were over there, we did because Trey is the whole, the gigantic, the home theater and the surround sound and everything. And we were having this whole discussion this morning about what our next movie should be. About the new guy film. And I put in a preemptive vote, by the way, for Die Hard. Die Hard, not only is it the greatest action movie ever made, but it's like, if you're coming up with, like, films for the dude night, you can't go wrong with Die Hard. And somebody else said, you said what?
I said either Reservoir Dogs or The Usual Suspects.
See, I could totally get with you on that. The Usual Suspects is fine. If you're going to have some sort of a guy night. The only problem with watching Die Hard is it's on TNT like every, like now probably. Like every other day it's on TNT. So,
well, it's not the special edition version that would be on DVD.
No, and see, that's the other thing. We're having this conversation this morning because Trey, we can't have, there's no better timing on this, by the way, to take the unpleasant taste of lavender and rainbow spiral staircase lights out of Reddy's mouth. But so Trey comes up this morning, he's like, gentlemen, when are we having... And that's the way dudes talk to each other when in the office, too. It's like this language that's simultaneously formal and casual. Gentlemen, when is our next dude night? And it's like, I don't know, I think it's like next Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it on Wednesday the 11th.
But the best part is that Trey... See, this is... Women think that guys only sit around and talk about boobs and, like, camshafts or something. And it's not so much the case. Because Trey's biggest concern with whatever our next movie for the dude night is that it's got to be in Dolby 5.1. He, like, made that stipulation this morning because he's like, well, what's our next dude film? And I immediately, Die Hard. Like, I was, you know, like a shot, I was out with that. And then he looks at me and he goes, Dolby 5.1? And it's like, I don't know from Dolby. I have one of those Sanyo $40 stereo consoles that I run my television through. You know what I'm talking about? Those component stereos, like one big block of plastic.
Wait. No, you don't.
I do, man.
For as much love as you have for your television and your DVD.
I got the great... This is the weird conflict in my life, is that I got the great television. No, I got a great TV. I mean, it's not like a plasma screen, but I got a great TV. And that I totally have one of those 1989 Sears component stereos, like $49, where it's got the dual tape deck and a radio all in one big block and the cheesy-ass speakers. That's what I run my television through. So
spend,
I don't care if it's...
Spend $600, $700, buy a nice receiver, a good surround sound setup. It'll change your world.
The point is, I don't know if I need Dolby 5.1 or not. It doesn't matter. You turn it loud enough, everything's Dolby. You know what I mean? It's like when you go to those theaters where it's like they're testing the, you know, they're testing the THX sound. You play it loud enough, anything's THX. That's all THX really means. It just means loud. THX is just guy code for really loud. See? And you got that THX effect where it rattles your chest cavity like you're standing in front of a Gatling gun. You play it loud enough, the bottom line is the same. All right. Anyway, coming up later on, we got the news at Ground Zero with our friend Clyde Lewis. This is Scott. He's a full-time listener in Southeast. What do you got?
Hey there, Rick. I just saw the teaser for Star Trek Nemesis.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys in movies. And I just want your expert opinion. Who's getting whacked in this one?
I got to tell you that I know next to nothing about Star Trek Nemesis for two reasons. A, I don't go see movies in the theater very often just because I can't take the... freaking mindless chatter that surrounds me. People like opening their Whoppers really loudly. So I see most of my movies on DVD. The other thing is because of the TiVo, I don't see very many commercials on television. So I know it's shameful, but I know next to nothing about Star Trek Nemesis.
Well, I mean, the thing is, they don't tell you much. It's like a little short little teaser. I don't even have a TV. I watched it on the internet.
You don't have a TV?
I don't have a TV.
What is it? What is your problem?
See, I knew that would kind of blow your mind. I don't know. I have the internet, and I read and listen to the radio.
I'm with the reading and listening to the radio. You got to maintain cultural literacy, my friend. A television is the only way you can maintain a proper cache of the currency, which is pop culture knowledge in this world of ours.
Oh, now see, now that's where you're wrong, though, because I can go to The Onion, I can go to Metal Sludge, or any number
of websites.
That's true,
or this program.
And your program, absolutely.
Learned vicariously through me. I don't know. As for Star Trek, I know Clyde's going to be here in, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. We'll ask him what he thinks about the message.
Who's getting whacked?
Let me ask you this, Picard or Shatner?
Oh, man, Shatner. Come on.
Yeah, but I mean, Picard, you got to admit that by any rational estimation, Picard is a better captain because he's not so reckless and he didn't cheat on his final exam the way Shatner did.
Well, I don't know about that. Really?
Sure you don't.
And they have that whole thing where they have the Picard maneuver. There's no Kirk maneuver.
And Picard defeated the Borg, who are the most fearsome of all enemies.
Exactly.
The Borg are the badass. But I think Picard's getting whacked in this one.
Maybe. We'll have to see. All right, that's Scott, a full-time listener. All right. You would be surprised. Well, maybe not. Clyde and I have had, like blood feuds. About Kirk versus Picard. I mean, Clyde and I have gone, we've nearly come to blows over Picard versus Kirk. Because we're what? Retarded. All right. Chris, full-time listener in Portland. What's up with you, man? What do you got?
Hey, Rick. Dude Night. I got to give my vote to Reservoir Dogs.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you bought the special edition Mr. Pink copy. And it's a nice big pink jacket. On the DVD.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
I don't know. Yeah. It's a good balance.
Yeah. Well, there's no commentary on it. That's the thing about the Reservoir Dogs DVDs. I want the Quentin Tarantino commentary. It bugs me that there isn't one.
And, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why are you waiting until Wednesday? You've got a perfect Dude Night coming up in just five more nights.
Which is
finale, 75 minutes of Sopranos, man.
Is that, that's right, there's only one episode left. Is it 75 minutes?
75 minutes, an extra 15 minutes long this week.
Well, it better be, because I got all kinds of crap to wrap up. Like, the whole business of Christopher being in rehab, which they put in, and then they dropped it. They haven't talked about, 3 weeks.
The trailer they showed at the end of this last week's episode shows him in next week's episode.
Oh, see, because here's the thing about my TiVo, is my TiVo records the time exactly, but The Sopranos started a few minutes late this week, and so my TiVo recording ended during the closing credits. I mean, I got the whole show right after the Chase Films logo, but then I didn't get the trailer afterward.
Yeah,
so,
it shows Christopher. I'm just wondering, now, no spoilers here, because I'm sure all your listeners have seen it.
Sure.
I hope. But, you know, Furio, he's gone back to Italy. I think he's gone.
Sure.
Who's getting whacked? Someone's getting whacked. Who's getting whacked?
I think that either Carmine or Johnny Sack is going to get whacked, or possibly Pauly, because the whole thing about Pauly's going nuts. He's gone off the deep end because he realizes now that Johnny Sack has been lying to him about passing on his good works to Carmine in New York.
Well, he's getting he burned his bridges with Tony.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was thinking he was going to get waxed, but then you see that ending of the show where Johnny Sack is laying the seeds for Tony to whack Carmine. So it makes you wonder.
I think Paulie will either whack or be whacked. That's the thing about I'm laying my bet now. Paulie will either whack or be whacked this Sunday. One of the two. He'll be involved in a whacking somehow. That's my take on it. All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Is this Therese?
Yeah, it is.
That our Therese?
That's definitely sort of.
Excellent. All right, so we'll talk to Therese here in a moment. We got more of your phone calls coming up. Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero and all that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. About 40 minutes away from Lycus. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Stay there.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Do you even watch The Sopranos?
No, because I don't have HBO, and I just.
How is it that you have a hot tub and an infinity, but not HBO?
Because I live at John's parents' house.
What's up? And they have a hot tub, but not HBO.
But the infinity would be mine, you know. So
yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not like y'all are in the poorhouse.
Well, I don't know. It's just I think.
Now living on government cheese over there.
No, I know, but we just don't have it, and I don't know, whatever. So, and I've missed so much of it, you know, that at this point, I'd want to start from the beginning of the season anyway, so I need to go, like, rent it or
it's on
whatever.
On DVD. I know you have a DVD player.
No, I know. Actually, the video rental place that I went to doesn't have first season on DVD. They only have it on VHS.
Well, you got to buy it anyway because it's so comprehensive. You can't...
See, but
even if you rent it, you can't watch it all in, like, 2 days anyway. It's too much.
I almost bought it just on your word for it, you know, because I've never seen it or whatever.
Ah!
But...
Like daggers.
I know, like daggers. But, it's expensive, and I want to make sure that I actually liked it before I actually purchased it.
Well, my word isn't good enough. It's The Sopranos.
No,
what do you mean that you're going to like it?
I know.
Well, you didn't like Glengarry Glen Ross either.
See? So that scares me,
right.
So...
By the way, we've got a spoiler about Star Trek Nemesis coming up. We know who bites it. We'll reveal that here in just a few. Here's Christina with the traffic.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
229, T. Riley with news, brought to you by Sunset Mortgage. Interest rates are at their lowest levels in years. Don't wait. Give Joe at Sunset Mortgage a call at 761-7610. That's 761-7610, Sunset Mortgage, home of no upfront fees. Breaking news. Clackamas County has called in its SWAT team to a Canby area home with a man suspected of assaulting his girlfriend who ran into a nearby house. This is the area of 9000 St. Bernard Road, that's south of Canby. They want you to stay out of that neighborhood if you can for now. You never know what's going to happen. This man may be armed. Bill Clinton today told whiny loser Democrats to stop their whining and acting like losers.
So we lost a couple of elections. Big deal. Compared to the sacrifices others have made to be agents of constructive change, so what? So I say, take a deep breath, decide what you believe, rear back, and go on.
So there. Mostly sunny this afternoon, highs near 50, clouds tonight, maybe a slight chance of rain later, lows in the low 30s. And tomorrow, yes, more rain likely. I am Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Rick, for Dude Night, you need to see Wanted Dead or Alive with Rutger Hauer. The final scene of the movie has to be the greatest one-word reply ever filmed. Quite a memorable ending. It will be burned in your memory for all time, an oldie but a goodie. Let me know if you need a designated driver or photographer. That's a Doug. Let's see. We've got something on this. There was some other... somebody clarified The diehard being 5.1. I'll find that here in just a moment. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show a good friend and colleague, host of his very own Damn Fine Radio program, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. It's Clyde Lewis, host of Ground Zero. What's up with you?
How's it going? Oh, things are going well, and I don't know, you guys were talking about Star Trek earlier.
So you have Star Trek info, which I want to get to that in just a second. Let's quickly talk to our good friend, Therese, whose burgeoning relationship with the Rick Emerson Show is a source of pleasure to us all. Therese, how you doing?
It's a source of pleasure to me as well.
Well, I aim to please.
I have some unfortunate news for you, though. Good news for me, however.
Which is?
I just accepted a job today.
Oh, damn, you're black hard. Wait, is it here?
It's in Salem, but I will be still living in Portland
okay.
and commuting.
So you're not abandoning me, the show?
No, completely. I'm not. And in fact, I was asking my new boss, like, what the setup is. Do I have my own office or do I have a cubicle? Yes. And she said I had a cubicle, but Christina informed me that I could certainly listen to your show on my computer at work.
Absolutely. Surfer Network, you can listen live at KOTK.com or at RickEmerson.com. And you'll be able to give us contributions of your wit and charm
that way. That almost kind of
broke my heart. What kind of a job is this?
Well, I will be a new public information representative for the Oregon Office of Energy.
Well, that sounds exciting. That can't possibly be as entertaining as working here.
Well, no, but the money is really good.
Oh, well, the money is almost assured. You could actually just go collect bottle caps and turn them into the state. And, you know, like, you're going to make probably twice what you make here. So.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. When do you start?
I start Monday.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. That's why I called, was because I was asking Matt if he needed me next week, because my boss was happy to say, I'll start after that.
You know, you women are all the same. Get a brother's hopes up, and then you leave us like dust in the wind.
I feel so bad. Although, when you were talking about William Shatner, I thought I'd better tell you the story of my experience with William Shatner.
Did he grope you?
No.
Oh. Did you sleep with him?
No, nothing like that. I was working at Universal Studios for Universal Television, and this is about 5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And he had a production deal there, so he had an office on a... I was on the second floor, and he was on the third floor. And I was wearing a cute skirt to work one day. And you know those staircases that they're made of cement, but they're not... They don't have... they have spaces in between each step.
Right.
Well, I was walking up the stairs, and he was walking down the stairs, and I said, hello, Mr. Shatner, and he said, hello. And we kept walking, and I could hear my high heels clicking, but I couldn't hear his shoes clicking anymore going down the stairs, so I thought he must be tying his shoes in the air to see what he's doing. I look down, and he's stopped on the landing, and he's looking up through those slats in the stairs up my skirt as I'm going up the stairs.
Excellent. Go Bill.
Ever since then, I thought, what a dirty old man.
That's why Kirk rules.
I was going to say that. I mean, if Kirk rules, it really is. It's not for his prowess as a captain. It's for his ability to seduce women with green skin and anybody else, actually.
He had this really weird smile on his face, too.
And or maybe not so weird.
I must have turned 30 shades of pink. Maybe, I was so embarrassed.
Maybe completely understandable smile. So.
Maybe,
well,
yeah.
Look, some guys are breast men, some guys are leg men, some guys are looking up your skirt men.
And that would be Captain Kirk.
You know, what's wrong with that, really? I mean, sometimes a girl's got the cracker jack, but all you want's the prize. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the ring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. Excellent. All right. Well, it breaks my heart to hear that you won't be working here.
Well, but as I told Matt, as soon as I actually get a direct phone line, I will let you guys know so that you can, get me on the double at any moment. I'll be available by phone.
Can we just put like a Therese signal in the air, like a bat sound, like a... in the air, like a red phone will ring on your desk, like from Commissioner Gordon?
Exactly. I'll do that. It'll
Excellent.
Be just directly from KOTK.
All right. There you go. There's Therese. All right. Well, that's unfortunate. Okay, anyway, so we're here with Clyde Lewis. So now back to dude things.
Star Trek.
Okay, now I got to read this. And you said you had some Star Trek info. Tell me if this matches what you have heard. Rick, how can you not toss in Army of Darkness or Evil Dead 2 for the ultimate dude movie? Chainsaw Hand, Boomstick, Buckets of Gore. That's completely true.
Give yourself a countdown, because people don't want to hear a spoiler. They don't want to listen to the show.
I don't want to
spoil it for people.
I'm saying Army of Darkness, there's a new director's cut out. It's called the brown paper cut, I think.
Yes.
And it's in a brown paper bag. If you want to watch Die Hard, it is 5.1 Dolby sound. They even have a super bit version of the disc. Okay, counting down the spoiler. You want to turn off the radio for about 10 seconds if you don't want to hear a spoiler.
10, 9,
no, I mean,
8,
you, no, I'm going to give a 3-2-1 and then you turn down the radio for 10 seconds.
Turn down the radio for spoilers.
All right. Okay. 3, you're taking this way too seriously. Okay,
of course,
spoiler,
people get pissed off if you do this.
Spoiler in 3 seconds.
All right. Two.
Commencing spoiler.
Okay.
Star Trek Nemesis, Rick, Data bites the big one in this. It's the supposed final next generation film. End spoiler. All right, so that's who he says dies in Star Trek Nemesis. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the same information you have heard about who dies in Star Trek Nemesis.
I also hear that you get to see Deanna Troi naked.
Really?
Yeah, because, of course, when they have... Oh, because there's going to be a marriage... Searches. There's going to be a marriage ceremony.
And I'm not going to see her naked, because that would go with the PG movies.
No, because the Empaths, if you remember, they do all their marriage ceremonies naked.
Really?
Luxana Troi, you know, she's been married so many times... That, you know, she says, well, we have our marriage ceremonies, and they're all naked on this planet that they're on.
You gotta love just the shameless manipulation on behalf of the Star Trek creators. It's like, they don't even try to hide the fact that it's overweight and underweight guys who don't get laid in their audience.
And one guy doesn't want to be in the wedding party because he thinks that there's no honor in being naked, and that's, of course, Worf. Worf says that he does not want to do it. He does not want to get naked.
Man, can I just tell you this? I've known a lot of chicks in my life that have got some weird thing for Worf. I know a lot of girls... that have found Worf sexually attractive.
Klingons get the chicks, trust me. Whenever we do the Bodacious Classics Klingon karaoke thing on Thursday nights, women just love Kaelin. They're all over
Kaelin.
Can
I sample that? Klingons get the chicks.
They do get the chicks. You don't believe me? Come out when we do this thing. Also, we're giving away Star Trek tickets. We're giving away Star Trek tickets at the bar this week, so you need to come on by.
When we get back, we have more comments on the Kirk versus Picard business. More from Klein Lewis, News of Grounds here. We got a question for you, too, that somebody wants me to ask.
Okay.
And somebody tipped me off that the TV Guide this week has the 50 DVDs you must own. That's on the cover of this week's TV Guide. And so I got the list here, the 50 DVDs you must have. All right, more on the way. Like us in half an hour. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And here's the thing, you can totally see. I used to work in an office. Well, Claude, you and I worked in this office, and we had, this was not mine, by the way, this was just something that we owned collectively. We had a cardboard cutout of Deanna Troi that, like, was in the corner of the office for some reason. I think we stole it from a store or something. I forget. Somebody, it was stolen from somewhere.
Do women own cardboard cutouts of things?
No, it was just us.
Every person I've known that's owned one has been a man.
But the funny part is, if you watch Next Generation, you know, you watch it like in syndication, especially you can see the whole series in a few months, you'll notice that, like, with each season, as her ass gets bigger, her neckline gets lower. Marina Sirtis, Counselor Troi, every season, ass gets a little plumper. Every season, breasts get a little bit more exposed. It's totally some sort of a... There's some sort of a ratio there. There's some sort of a mathematical principle that ass to cleavage. Well, anyway, here's Christina with traffic.
Asheville may cause headache, nausea, flu-like symptoms, skin rashes, crow's feet, chicken liver, anxiousness, anxiety attack, may be radioactive, may stink or cooth, may cause hair loss, visual hallucinations, violent outbursts, physical pain, and uncontrollable cramping.
I want me some of that.
Hard Whitman. He's not his father's son. He's not his father's friend. It's a two-fisted oral assault from deep within the cramped bowels of the music industry. Not sold in stores. The new CD from Hog Whitman. You'll thrill to.
I'm so depressed.
Blow milk through your nose with.
Blow me.
This Christmas, buy it for your mother-in-law. It'll kill her. Now available at all Music Millennium stores or online at hogwhitman.com. Hog Whitman, not sold in stores, now with a great taste of...
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Okay, so... Now, I won't rehash the spoiler, but this person who dies in Star Trek Nemesis.
Yeah.
So this person... They die, it's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
From what you've heard.
Yeah, it's a sacrifice.
They die saving other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
And so everybody tears up, and it's going to be a very, very traumatic thing for everybody when they watch it, I'm sure.
All right. It's 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080. That's the, we've got Lycus coming about 20. We're here with Clyde Lewis, News of Ground Zero. We've got this from our good friend X. Rick, would you please ask Clyde what the Canadian military was doing on a private jet in Astoria? It always freaks me out when something becomes exposed through an accident of some sort.
The Canadians don't have an Air Force.
That's not true. Well, my brother-in-law's in the Canadian Air Force.
Well, they don't have Well, it's kind of an Air Force.
They have planes.
It's borrowed.
They shoot stuff.
They charter planes.
It's borrowed.
They charter planes. They've been known to charter planes in the past. And so it's no big conspiracy. It's just that they've chartered planes in the past, and that's probably what happened is they were...
It's like rent-a-wreck.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Don't they borrow their Air Force from the Brits? They do, don't they?
Well, let's see. They have their own Royal Air Force because the Queen is really their head of government, so
right.
They can mix and match.
Yeah, so yeah,
like the Australians and New Zealanders.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But don't ever say to a New Zealander that you're an Australianer because they'll look at you and give you
a Brit. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's just a strange thing. I think that they were just chartering it because they do that sometimes. They charter American planes for that purpose.
All right.
Anyway. Yes, Tim.
I have this other thing. The British government tried to cover up one of the country's most famous sightings of a UFO, the Rendlesham Files, which were finally published on the Internet Sunday, contained eyewitness accounts of U.S. Air Force officers and a military base close to that forest near Ipswich in eastern England who saw a brilliant lit object land in the forest on December 80. It was widely regarded as one of the most significant ever USO sightings, the equivalent of Roswell.
Yes, it is the modern day Roswell. And not only that, but I have played the tapes made by Commander Halt where they were investigating the UFO. It's the creepiest thing you'll ever hear. They came in, the area was completely hot. It was just hot, and all of their lights went out, and they were in a panic. And you hear these soldiers in a panic. And we had a gentleman who called the program that he was a boy who was at Suffolk, the area there in Ipswich, in that general area. He was there, and he had to deliver the flag to the base. He was a young boy. Had to deliver the flag to the base. He said at the time that they thought it was a broken arrow, which means a nuclear device was loose on the base. But it turned out that now the British have come forward. They've declassified the Rendlesham case. And now, yes, it was. It's being unearthed and showing that it was something that they had no idea what it was. It was inconclusive. And now this hopefully will get us into the mood to declassify some of the UFO documents on Roswell. And they just had a program on the Roswell incident on the Sci-Fi Channel where General Ramey's letter, they have enhanced it. And now they said that there are words of discs and bodies and things of that nature. So there were more than one disc that crashed at Roswell. There are more bodies than just three or four. And not only that, but now Spielberg is doing the Taken series on the Sci-Fi Channel. This week on Ground Zero, I'm going to have Don Ecker from UFO Magazine on my program to talk about the findings that have happened now in UFO world. I mean, this is huge. This is big news. And it's being all, you know, pushed aside because of the war. But UFOs now are being declassified. And the idea of alien intervention is being declassified. We are also looking at abduction cases. They're reopening cases on abduction because there's all physical proof of that. So that's why Taken is now on the TV. And we also have something going on in Utah right now. It's breaking news. The portal at the Sherman Ranch is active again. And George Knapp, the guy who uncovered the Area 51 story, is
portal.
Now. Yes. A portal to... Who knows? It's a very, very intricate story. We broke it. You remember back in Utah when we were working together. I was dealing with Zach Van Eck of the Deseret News and a few other people. We broke the story. Now Knapp, who is famous for breaking UFO stories, is getting all this fame and fortune over it. And we're going to, like, reveal a lot of things about it.
We got more with Clyde Lewis on the way. Like us in about 15 minutes. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay there. Be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Coming up tomorrow on the show, Betsy will be here, another top five list. And,
it's something else, but
it escapes me now. I don't know what it is.
Betsy.
I already said Betsy.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
What, you already got your brain already in bend?
It just stopped for a moment there, and I didn't
line,
hear that.
Dude Night. Rick, for Dude Night, D-O-O-D, the Dusk Till Dawn series, P.S. have plenty of weed. F-Matt with a vampire.
This F-Matt could be sponsored by your business.
We also have this. Rick, the brown paper bag version of Army of Darkness should be avoided and maligned at all costs for one reason and one reason only. Sam Raimi chose to cut the best line in the movie, which is, good, bad, I'm the guy with the gun, and replace it with the infinitely inferior line, quote, I'm not that good. A crime. That is horrible. Why would you take that line out?
I don't know.
Good, bad, I'm the one with the gun. That's one of the best lines in the film. That's right up there with Hail to the King, baby. A crime against all men. Yeah, no, screw that. I'm glad I didn't buy it then. Screw him.
Okay. It's like Spielberg removing the guns in E.T. What a joke. You know?
All right. Okay, so let's get to Mark here. He's a full-time listener in North Portland. Mark, you're on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Rick? What's up, Clyde?
What do you got? How you doing, Mark?
Hey, great. Any new info on Ogopogo or Champ and any websites or books that you recommend regarding lake monsters?
Ogopogo or Champ. I did look into the idea that there was a sighting. I guess it was a couple weeks ago. Was a sighting, but you know, one of the things they're saying
now. What is Ogopogo?
Ogopogo and Champ are like the Loch Ness monster.
Okay, but are they domestic?
Well, Champ is in Lake Champlain, and Ogopogo is in Canada.
Okay,
and the Lake Champlain monster, they're beginning to think that it's so strange. It's in that area called the Block Island Triangle,
right,
where so many strange things have happened. There is an author, and my God, let it just slip my mind. There is an author that I've had on the program that writes about cryptozoology, and if you want, email me the question about the author, and I'll recommend you the author. Another place you need to go is anomalous.com, and there you'll be. He's the guy that produces anomalous.com, and there you'll be able to get books about cryptozoology. Just did a book on Mothman that's just spectacular that I had read. It's really cool.
What's your opinion about the Mancy photo of Champ?
The what photo of Champ?
The Mancy photo taken in 77. I mean, it's almost crystal clear. It looks like something prehistoric.
I think it looks very real. And another thing, too, is I don't know if you know this or not, but they sighted a small dinosaur. This is no kidding. I haven't talked about it on the show. A small dinosaur in Colorado. They actually spotted a small dinosaur in Colorado, and there was also a sighting of a large pterodactyl in Alaska about a month and a half ago. Which is really bizarre.
Well, I...
So, I mean, it's true. I mean, these things are coming in the news, and they're getting all pushed back because of the war.
Okay.
It's possible.
Okay.
It is.
I've got to come to his... I didn't hear it was a pterodactyl. All the reports that I ever saw said it was a bird.
They have these things called planes.
But it was a giant bird.
Well, it was a giant bird, and somebody else thought it was one of these dragons. I don't know what they call them.
This
some Icelandic
retarded
dragon.
Yeah, again, they said it was a bird. It was like an eagle with a wingspan of 10, 12 feet.
No. They first said it looked like a pterodactyl, and then the scientist came forward and said, well, there's no such thing as pterodactyls.
And those damn scientists.
I mean, you know, the smug-ass scientists get up there, there's no such thing as pterodactyls, but the damn thing had a wingspan of about 15 feet, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, it looked like a small little Piper Cherokee flying around out there. That doesn't look like a bird to me. It's like a freaking pterodactyl.
Excellent.
They're all reptiles, every goddamn one of them. It pisses me off. Doesn't anybody believe in magic anymore? Jeez.
Does anybody believe in laughter? All right, you can hear Clyde Lewis on Ground Zero, Friday 10 to 1, Saturday 10 to 1, Sunday 8 to 10. We got this. FYI, guys, Canada has its own Air Force. Our main plane is a variant of the F-18 called the CF-18, beefed up for use in cold weather. And yes, we own them. They are not a loan from anybody, you dicks. Jim in Montreal. P.S. F that ignorant bastard,
this
Matt.
F Matt could be sponsored.
I didn't say a word about the Canadian Air Force.
I'm the
road
Air Force. I'm the one who
said
it.
And
you get
F. F Montreal, man.
We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, Patrick Stewart, John Leguizamo, Christopher Cross, Stevie Nicks, Brittany, Alicia from Barbarella, the lovely Therese Jolie from the front desk, Clyde Lewis, Kristen from accounting, Big Gay Sarah. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Christina Carlson for Hot Talk 1080 KUTK for the next 2 weeks, baby. Coming up tomorrow, more details on the Rick Emerson Christmas CD. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley, executive producer Matthew Peterson. Like us next, fellow boy, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll see you in 21 hours. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Bye.
You know what I'm talking about.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.